Welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. You're listening to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Another Saturday, Jason. Welcome back.
It is a Saturday, and I'll tell you, it's been an emotional Saturday. Sharp Elbows, what a show today, and giving you some perspective and important talk of just humans being humans and human decency to kind of set you off. And there's lots going on, of course, in our world, Pizza Box, but it does give you some perspective to hear people talk like that.
Well, obviously, I'm a fan of more of that, but I'm also guilty of, you know, feeding into some of that anxiety and anger. And but I don't use the word hate. I don't hate, man. I'd like to suffocate the hate, whatever. But yeah, and I listened to part of the show, part of both your show and that. And yeah, it kind of, you just sit back and kind of get quiet when somebody starts talking. Stop thinking about yourself for a minute. And I think we'll dedicate part of the show today to something that I feel really passionate about, and that's Mother Nature. That's the edition today. It's a Mother Nature edition. Earth Day is coming up on the 22nd of April. Always like a real spiritual day for me. Doesn't matter what the weather is, because it's about Mother Nature. And we're in trouble, folks. I mean, all the politics aside, I don't know how other people interact with nature, but it's always been something that I just have loved passionately since I was a child. I mean, animals, didn't matter, reptiles, amphibians, insects, birds, you know. And there was a time in my life where I hunted for a short while and then realized that, you know, even though it's a sport for some people or food for others, it's not for me. I just, if there's anything I wish I could go back and do, that's one thing is, you know, I didn't need to hunt to find out that I don't like, you know, seeing the light go out of anything's eyes. And that includes humans. But, you know, yeah, it's been a tough decade for me and a lot of other people that I don't know if we were awake before that. I think we probably were, but before we decided to get involved and trying to change the direction that human beings are going, because it's a deadly path. I mean, we're an animal that's out of control. So, you know, when I see people thinking that, you know, this animal's a nuisance, you know, just in Wisconsin, watching how we've legislated to hunt, you know, make it legal to hunt woodchucks year-round. It's not like, you know, half of them get killed crossing the road every year, right? I mean, do we really need to, and to call them a nuisance? who moved into their territory? And, it, you know, there's ways of controlling nature and without having to destroy it. But when humans are out of control, I mean, human sprawl is why we're in such a mess environmentally. We already got a caller, so hold on. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to participate today, it's 844-967-2789. I want to hear from some other people what they think about it. Who we have first?
Pizza Box, we got Wisco Paul holding, but we got Catherine calling about, she wants to talk about the environment, so we're going to go with her first.
Okay, sounds good. Catherine, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hi, Mike. Thanks for having this topic. I was looking forward to it all week, and I actually called 2 hours too early. So I called back at the right time. At any rate, you did mention that Earth Day is coming up, but also election is coming up for Alder.
Well, of
a
course.
Week from Tuesday.
Yes, yes.
And I know you mentioned on another show that our local elections are really important, and they're so important for the environment because the Alders, you know, most of the CO2 in a town or a city comes from the buildings and from transportation, the vast majority. And the most actually comes from buildings. And the Alders deal a lot with buildings and construction, and they deal with, you know, transportation matters. And they haven't really talked about it much other years, but this year it's been more of a topic in the elections.
Well,
so
I would hope so.
That's all I want.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
no,
I know.
Thank you. And I just want to say that, you know, it doesn't have to be like this. I mean, they can still be Alders and, you know, move us in the right direction, and mainly off of fossil fuel. I mean, look at 50 years ago, North America had 3 billion more birds than it has today. 3 billion. 50% of the flora in North America has been destroyed. Forests, prairies, marshes. I can't remember the last time I drove through my town and saw dandelions in somebody's yard. So, I mean, is it because you don't like bees or butterflies, or is it because those nasty little fuzzy things that float around in the air? Is that what it is? You know, I just don't understand why it's gotten so bad where, you know, and I've been working, asking my mom to please not put any chemicals on our yard this year. I've been trying for the last several years. And it's hard because you got all these neighbors that, you know, they're dumping it on their yards. And then you see the sign, you know, well, keep off yard for, you know, the next 24 to 48 hours. What about the birds and the rabbits and the insects? And if you think that, you know, not having insects is cool, then I guess you'll think not having birds is cool and not having animals is cool. Apparently everybody's okay with cutting down trees that are healthy and just leaving all the deadwood everywhere. I wish people would just go out and drive where you were as a kid, if you can remember, 40, 50 years ago. All I have to do is drive through the country where I grew up and notice that there isn't a tree standing to block the view of the interstate that they've expanded. And all the cornfields and all the soy fields where they tore down all the tree lines, every fence line is gone. to make more fossil fuel corn. It's not even stuff that people can eat. And we need to get on a mission of, like, replanting. You know, that should be part of the infrastructure package that we have. We need to, like, massively reproduce prairies, all the wildflowers, weeds. Weeds are good. I mean, I went and saw my friend up north this week, and around her little garden plot is all the weeds that were, you know, just grew up around the outside of it. And on every one of those were goldfinches and sparrows and everything eating the seeds out of the weeds. This is, like, real. And I guess some people don't care or they don't notice, but if we don't slow down as humans and start to go back to what our past was in terms of a relationship with the planet, and understanding that, you know, this is the only place we have to live. I mean, you could listen to a clown like Elon Musk. Why does he want to take billions of dollars and congregate on Mars and try and create a place for people to live on Mars? Is it because he knows that life here is, you know, getting shorter? Or could he actually take that money and invest it in replanting the Earth's surface with, you know, vegetation that's, you know, natural to where it's supposed to be? We need to stop raising crops and animals where they're not native to, because that's how you get these clowns coming out talking about, well, we need to kill these wolves because they're killing cattle. And I'm pretty sure they're overstating how many get killed. I do know that wolves generally don't like to be around humans that much. So, you know, sure, if they're hungry, what, because we, what, ruined their environment and moved into it? I mean, if we don't do something about it, my grandkids that I'm enjoying so much time with are never going to have that kind of relationship with nature, and they may not survive on a planet that doesn't have clean water and clean air and clean soil. I mean, this is just brutal. You know, with all the things going on in the world that we don't agree on, you'd think that, you know, whether you were far right wing, all the way to the left like me, every place in the middle, we all could agree that this is the only place we really have to live and that we should really take care of it. I mean, don't people believe that, you know, humans are supposed to be the overseers? We're not supposed to be abusing all this the way we have. I mean, I looked at some other countries that are more progressive than us, and believe me, there's quite a few of them, many in Europe. But instead of, you know, sprawling out, they built up, you know, and it's kind of cool. You look at these cities and you're like, wow, they added like 3 floors to this building over the years. And they didn't take up any space, and they didn't, you know, displace any animals by doing that. But this stuff is really important to me. Always has been. I'm, you know, animal lover. Right now, it's easy to have cats, but you know, when I'm out with nature, and trust me, I'm out there more than you might think. You know, when I'm not fighting for causes that I think are really important, I'm at the parks, like where nobody else is. I'm looking for parks that don't have a lot of cars, a lot of little places that people don't know about, just beautiful places. And it's so easy to just sit and walk and on the trails and interact with nature. I talk to animals all the time, man. And they look back, you know, like I'm pretty sure they're more intelligent than most people give them credit for. I'm pretty sure that every wild animal that I've come across, I've domesticated so many different kinds of wild animals and then, of course, let them go in the end. But I've raised some animals, and then Mother Nature takes over. And let's stay on this when we come back. Outside the pizza box, we'll be back in a few seconds. Oh, you got a little more time here? Yeah. How many of you people remember what it was like growing up as a kid and going out in your yard and lifting up that plywood board, and there were a couple garter snakes underneath it, and you know, there were butterflies. Yes, you had to swat at gnats and things like that. It's called coexisting. And if we don't do that pretty soon, we are not going to exist. We've got millions of species scheduled for extinction in the next 20 to 30 years. I'm probably not going to be here to see most of that. And to be honest with you, I'm really glad that I'm not going to be. But before I go, I'm going to try and save it for everybody's grandkids and all the animals and all the plants and everything that was supposed to be here.